is. All right, I want you to turn your Bibles into Psalms 123. Psalms chapter 123. And God's help tonight, I spent hours on this yesterday. Keeping our eyes focused on the Lord. Waiting on God. Keeping our eyes focused on the Lord. Waiting on God. Oh, Lord. How many knows if there's ever a time we need to focus and refocus? It's now.
That's right.
Hallelujah upon Him. Notice what David is saying here. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, take notice, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. You may be seated. Unto thee lift out my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant took look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that He have mercy upon us. David said in Psalm 62 and 1, truly my soul waiteth upon God.
Yes.
That means awaiting on Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From Him cometh my salvation.
Yes.
My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation, which means my help and my hope,
yes,
is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He's my defense, and I shall not be moved. God opened that up to me.
Come on.
Stay with me for just a little while. I want you to notice in this portion of Scripture, the eyes are mentioned four times.
Yeah.
It's important. God's hand of mercy is mentioned twice. The eyes, our eyes. Oh, God. Every one of us have a set of natural eyes that we see with. But what the Holy Ghost is revealing to us through David, you've got eyes in the soul.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God. The eyes of your inner man, oh Lord, that were enlightened when Jesus saved your soul and His Spirit came in your heart. God gave you a set of spiritual eyes to see and to know the ways of the Lord. Wasn't Paul praying for the Ephesian church that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know the hope of His calling, what the exceeding riches of His grace is toward us? Hallelujah. Open my eyes, my inner man eyes, Lord, and let me see You for who You really are.
Amen.
Can I tell everybody tonight, this is probably a teaching message. It matters the direction you look.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It matters what you're focusing on.
Yes.
What you look at. Oh, God. And it matters who your eyes are on.
Yes.
What are you saying to us, Psalmist David? Unto thee, O Lord, lift up mine eyes. Lord, I know that I cannot make it without You.
Yep. Yeah.
Only God. If we look around us in a horizontal way, all the things that are going on in our life and all around us, it'll sink you.
That's right.
It'll take every bit of the hope you got out of you when you look at the bad. Ain't nothing left in this world hardly that's any good anymore.
Right.
It matters the direction that we look and who we're looking at.
Yes, I am.
But David was saying, I need Your hand to lead me.
Yes.
I need You to direct me. The devil and the spirits of darkness would like to take me down. They want me to go down. I need your hand to hold me so that I won't fall. That's the reason I'm looking into you, Lord. I don't want the spirit of this world and what it has to offer to trip me up in my Christian life. I don't want to be sidetracked, oh Lord, and lose my focus of you and my focus of heaven. Would you hold me, Lord? I'm looking unto you. My trust is in you. My help is in you. When nobody else understands, oh Lord, what you're going through and what you're enduring, the Lord says, I know all about it. And it's amazing when we go to the Lord and say, God, I can't make it without you. I can't take the next step without you, Lord. And I know my faith and my trust is in you. I can tell you God is faithful. Can you say he is faithful? Look unto him. Look, hallelujah, unto the Lord. Praise God, stay with me. What are you writing and telling us, Thomas David?
Mom.
I know my God has called me and he has anointed me.
Come on.
And I want his divine hand to lead me and guide me, and I want it to stay with me.
Yes.
In my temptations and my afflictions and my struggles and my battles. I don't want to make any decisions that'll cost me trouble and regret.
Amen.
Oh God, I don't want to miss you.
Yeah.
And get myself in a mess and lose the blessing and the touch of God in my life.
Yes.
Lord, I don't want to lose the good things that you've given me. Oh God, don't let the enticements of this age get in my eyes and blind me and pull me down and suck me under. What are you saying, David? Oh God, I need your help and I need your mercy. Can we all say here tonight, oh God, help me keep my eyes focused upon you. Hallelujah. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come to thee walking on the water. And Jesus said unto Peter, the waves was a crashing and the wind was a blowing. And old Peter said, if my Jesus can do it, I believe that I can do it. I know I've seen him raise the dead. I've seen him feed, hallelujah, the 5,000 loaves and two small fish. I've seen him give eyesight back to the blind and make the lame walk. And if he's telling me to come to him, I believe I can step out on one word, come. I tell you, if the Lord speaks to you, just one word, you can step on it. I said you can step on one word and the Lord will not let you go down and he won't let you sink. Raise your little hand and praise him. I'm standing on his word tonight.
Oh God.
Jesus is down there and the waves, sometimes the waves were so high, I guess it partially hit his face. But as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked. The Bible said he walked. He walked on the water. But when he saw, wait a minute now, when he dropped his eyes off on Jesus and saw the waves was boisterous, the waves and the wind, and it was boisterous, he began to sink. Did you know that the Lord is telling us tonight, there's a lot of things that can go wrong in your life and come your way. We all pass through spiritual storms, but in the middle of them, if we'll always focus on him, raise your little hand, focus on Jesus. Brother Tommy, how can I focus on my Lord? Get your Bible every day and read it and pray and seek the face of God. David said, oh Lord, when thou saidest unto me, seek thy face, my soul said unto thee, thy face, O Lord, will I seek. The Lord spoke to Solomon, said, seek my face and my strength evermore. and you say, I need strength, I need strength.
Right.
I tell you one thing, we could run out of physical strength, that's one thing. But oh Lord, we can run out of that spiritual strength. Oh Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How many can say tonight, Brother Tommy, I need to wait upon the Lord. Help me, oh God, to seek thy face and thy strength, and you will give me what I need to make it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, where do we stand with God tonight?
Come on.
Are we fully following Him?
Come on.
Are we really sold out to Him? Do we fully trust Him? Oh God, nothing that you'll ever give to God, He'll drop it or lose it.
Come on.
Whew, nothing.
Come on.
That's the reason Paul said, I am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I have committed unto Him. Oh Lord, against that day, until the day that He comes. Thank you, Lord. I place myself in the palm of His hand.
Amen.
He will keep me.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yes, He will.
Does everything that we have and all that we are, does it belong to Him?
Oh yeah.
We must be like the psalmist. My eyes are ever waiting on the Lord and His hand to hold me and guide me. We're going to go somewhere. Holy God, we're going somewhere. Can I tell us here tonight, this evening, the here and now. And I wrote this. I typed it. I don't write anymore, hardly ever. I type. The here and now can blind you to the hereafter.
Right.
Oh God. Oh God. The present can blind you to the future.
Right.
Oh God. The earthly can blind you to the heavenly. My Jesus. The carnal things can get in our heart and in our affections and blind us to the spiritual things of the Lord. We just don't see Him clearly like we used to. Oh God, we've lost our vision of Him. Holy Jesus. What I'm saying to you and to us tonight, I'm saying to every one of us, whatever you do, don't lose your desire and your hunger for the Lord. Don't lose it. I feel the Lord right here. Oh God, I don't want to ever lose my desire. Oh, I feel it. The winds are blowing over me. Oh, Lord, I don't want to ever lose my desire to read my Bible, to read God's holy word. I don't want to ever lose my desire every day to seek the face of the Lord and have a prayer life with God. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. If we ain't got a strong desire, I'm telling you, we need God to stir us tonight. Put it in my heart, Lord, to draw nigh to you. Raise your little hand. I believe with all of my heart, Brother Ron, we need to draw closer. Draw nigh unto God. Hallelujah. Focus on Him.
Yeah.
Focus on the good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I wept and cried over this. I dropped my hands from the computer, honestly, and raised them and just weep and cry. I don't know what makes a good message is. If this don't stir me, it won't stir you. Every minister and every preacher, if it doesn't stir me, and if I don't have a desire, it will not help you.
That's right.
Holy God. And I tell you, if you've got a hunger, it will show.
Amen.
If you got a desire to worship, You got it down deep inside of you, a gladness that Jesus put inside of you when he saved your soul. When he brought you out of this old wicked world and his good sweet Holy Ghost came inside. I tell you, if that don't stir you, you need to be renewed and restored. I feel God raise up my hand. I want it back, Lord. I want it back. I want the desire that everybody will know that I love you. It's not hard for me to praise him in the house of the Lord and to lift up holy hands and to bless the Lord. Woo! Where is the gladness? Where is that joy? I know we all have afflictions and we have our trials, but I believe down deep inside we don't have to sit, oh Lord, like a knot on a log, but I believe we can worship and be glad and have the love of Jesus in our heart. It ain't so hard to praise him. Holy God, everybody will know it when you got a desire. You come a bouncing through that door. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord. Brother Rollins has come up here. Brother Charles, I'm taking prayer requests. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, I got something I can feel, and I want everybody to feel it with me. I just give him a wave offering in the house.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory.
Something about that. My goodness, you want everybody. You want to share it with everybody.
Right.
Woo.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. You must forever keep your eyes and your heart set on God and spiritual things.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Psalms 130 and 5. Wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. The word wait that David penned, listen, carries with it an expectation and a longing down deep in the heart for God's touch and God's spirit and God's blessing. How many could say, I'm hungry, Brother Tommy? Oh, Lord, for another wave of glory. Oh, praise the Lord. I want his touch, don't you? I've come to the house of God. I tell you, I've shaken people's hands. Hey, Lord, I've smiled. But there have been times that I was up against it with mind battles. I was a fighting doubt and fears and worries. I was a fighting depression and oppression. But I kept right on pressing through the depression. And the Lord, I waited for the Lord, and he came through, and he blessed me. My eyes are up on you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Lord,
have mercy.
Praise the Lord.
Woo. Come on.
Come on, David.
Come on.
He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. I tell you, it ain't in the rock cliff. It ain't in that mountainside. It's in the Creator that made it. Hallelujah. I'm a looking up to the mighty one that made it all.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
Amen.
And by the way, I'm doing better.
Amen.
I've been fighting weakness ever since that. I went Wednesday to see him, wasn't it? And Dr. Sharma, I think he's from India. He come in there. That nurse said, you sit in this seat right here. Mary's sitting over here. And the doctor came through that door. I like him now. He's got a real good disposition, don't he? Come in there, just as soon as he comes in that door right there, he comes straight over with his hand outstretched. He won't shake my hand. He said, how you doing? I said, man, I'm doing great. He said, have you got any side effects? I said, I just get weak. No pain, no problems. Lord have mercy, that radiation, it burned me. Mary can tell you, it burned me all the way across. My skin was brown. Lord have mercy. All that old radiation is going down inside of there. But I tell you, I've got strength tonight.
Amen.
Raise your little hand. That's what Jesus does. Well, praise the Lord. Not one time have I ever got discouraged over the cancer. When they said, you got cancer, on a scale of 7 out of 10. That's how bad it is. It did not scare me a bit. I came to every church service, didn't I, baby? I praise and worship the Lord. I'm telling you, he would do more for us if we would just praise him. If we praise him for what he's already done. My Lord, he'll supply our every need. He'll touch us. He'll lift us. He'll help us. He'll supply our need. Hey, Lord, he's a healer. If we'll praise and believe him.
Yes, amen. Yes. Hallelujah. He's Lord.
Yes.
That's good.
So I'm doing better.
Amen.
He told me what I told him. I said, get weak. He said, yeah, he'll come back. You'll get stronger. He said, that's just one of the side effects. And that last few days, I feel like I climbed Mount Everest. I do.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can I be transparent tonight?
Please.
And I believe, you know, none of us are super.
That's right.
Us preachers are not super.
Right.
We have our problems and we fight the devil too.
Yeah.
Just like everybody else. Now listen, stay with me. I want to share with you all tonight how I came to Jesus and share with you some of my 51 years of experience. This will help you. If the rivers, Brother Charles, Brother Ronnie, if the rivers should all run dry and the stars leave their sockets and fall from the sky, I will never forget that night that I gave the Lord my heart and he gloriously saved me and came in my soul. Whew. The rivers run dry. The stars leave their socket and fall from the sky. I'll never forget that night on my bended knees. Jesus saved me and came into my heart. Say, Lord, I'm thankful. I don't want to ever forget the blessing, God, of your salvation. Now, by doing this, the Lord told me it'll help you all. That Sunday night in 1974 on bended knees like David from a horrible pit, I looked up to him and he reached down to me, his hand, and he saved me, Brother Ronnie, because he loved me. He washed me.
Yeah.
He forgave me, Brother Gary.
He did.
He made me clean and whole.
That's him.
He drew me out of this world and I gladly gave it every bit of for him. My spiritual eyes of my inner man, Brother Ron, caught a glimpse of heaven that night. And he has never left me. Paul ministered, the Apostle Paul. He said Paul the aged. He ministered between 25 and 30 years, at least 25 to 30 years. He traveled on 3 missionary trips, traveling 10,000 miles, oh Lord, by ship and by foot. He stood before King Agrippa in chains and said, Agrippa, I was on my way to Damascus with letters to find those Christians and hail
kill them, H-A-L-E, and drag them in chains and bring them back and have them put in prison. I was a murderer and I blasphemed, but I did it ignorantly. He said about midday, old Paul, old Agrippa, he said there was a light above the brightness of the sun. It struck me. I fell from my beast and I went down on the ground, and that light was so bright that it blinded me, hey Lord. And I said, the very one that I fought, and I hated Jesus, and I did not believe in him, all of a sudden he said, I knew that I was wrong. And I said, who art thou, Lord, and what would you have me to do? And Jesus said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Arise, and it'll be told unto you what ye shall do. Hallelujah. You're going to preach my word and preach the gospel. Hey Lord, you're going to bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light. I called you. And he stood before Agrippa and gave his testimony. He said, oh Agrippa, he said, I have not been disobedient unto that heavenly vision. It's just as bright now as it was the day that he saved me. Raise your little hand and praise him. Yeah. Woo, holy God of heaven. It's just as bright, Brother Gary. Hey Lord, I don't care if I was 100 years old. I believe I'm going to hold on to what God gave me.
Oh Lord, I'm still holding on. Oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Praise you, Lord. I'm telling you all, when I prayed at the altar in that little country church on a hill, that night, Brother Ronnie, in my mind when I went down on my knees, I'd been raised in church, taught there's a heaven to gain, a hell to shun. In my mind on my knees that night, I could see God on the throne in heaven. And I saw Jesus sitting on his right hand, smiling and reaching down to me. I have never forgotten that moment and that experience and that hour that he spoke peace to my soul. And I declare to you by the grace of God that I am not about to forfeit it. Holy, holy God of heaven. Ever, ever give it up for anything or in life or anybody.
Amen.
Not for anything. And I'm not surrendering for anybody. Yes, I've been tempted. And I have gotten weary. But I've held on to the vision that God gave me. And I never let it go. How many's ever been discouraged in the house of God? Have you been discouraged? Have you fought battles? I want to share with you all here tonight some of my many years of experience, how God led me as a 20-year-old young man. God led me, and I am here tonight, 71 years old. Can I tell you it's not been easy?
Yeah.
Can anybody in this house tell me the truth?
Come on.
Has it been easy in your Christian experience in serving the Lord? It's not been a bed of roses. No, it has not. Stay with me. How God led me. Oh, God. Can you say, Brother Tommy, it's been easy? No, you cannot tell me it's been easy. No. It's not been a bed of roses.
No.
I've had my faults.
Yeah.
I've had my times of doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had my times of misunderstanding. Honest, if I could call my life back, Sister Ruthie, all of my Christian life, I would change a lot of things.
Yeah.
You see, we learn as we go.
Yeah. Amen.
We do.
Amen.
I thought so many times, Lord, if I could just go back. But see, that's the mercy of God, the grace of God. He forgives when we say, Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord. I wished I'd have done better. I wish that I gave you my all like you wanted me to. Hallelujah. Listen,
I've learned many hard lessons along the way by trial and error. When I missed the Lord, I have had my times of chastening and correction from Him, Brother Charles, it hurt. I'd rather had my dad to pull his bell down and wormy plum out, put whelps all over my back, than to have the Lord to whip me and chasten me.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Yes.
I know when I was a first a Christian and all, I faltered. And the Lord was a-drawing me ever closer to Him, closer, closer. I remember I would go to the plant. I worked 12 to 8 shift, 12 midnight. I'd get off 8 o'clock in the morning. When God chastens us, listen now, listen. When Jesus is inside, there's a peace there. There is a calmness there. There's an assurance and there's a confidence there. But when the Lord chastens you for something you are doing wrong or you have done wrong, He pulls that out of you. You still belong to Him. But He pulls that close feeling out of you. That peace is gone. He feels like He's a million miles away from you. And you feel like you're walking through desert places. You feel like, God, where are you at? God, where are you at? Sister Lisa, I walked for 3 weeks. 3:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning was our lunch break at the plant. And some of those nights I could not eat. My mommy would fix a whole, my dinner bucket, just fill it with all kind of good things and stuff. And I'd go in there, took that little handle and I'd pull it down and look in there and I couldn't eat it. I missed God. God, I'm sorry. God, please forgive me.
Amen.
Jesus, I want your joy back in my heart. That the bones that you've broken might rejoice again. Would you restore unto me the joy of your salvation, oh God? Renew the right spirit within me. Every night, 3:30 to 4, you know what I did? Sister Lisa, I'd get out there and I'd leave the machine. I turned it off. I had to cut metal, the big 14-inch saw, they called it. I'd turn that big saw off. I'd leave my lunchbox on that table where that saw was. And I'd go out in that big long building called the extrusion department, Brother Bill, and I would walk out. I'd go all the way down and around it, and I'd look up in the sky. And oh, I'd look up into the stars, Brother Ron, longing for God to take me back and God to restore, put that peace and that joy back in. I remember saying, please, Lord, please forgive me. I have faltered. Hey, Lord, after about 3 weeks, I went to a little free will Baptist. That's what I was going to when I first got saved. Did you know that the Lord is patient with us? Hallelujah. You can't just have a little baby come on and pick it up and expect it to walk across the room. It has to grow. I said it has to grow and gain strength. And the Lord had patience with me. Hey, Lord. And I went to the house of God, that little Free Will Baptist church. I went to the altar. Oh, I tell you, I was a begging God. Lord, I want that good feeling back. He was a chastening me, and it hurt inside of my soul. I feel the Lord here tonight. I don't want to get out of His will. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. I don't want to mess up. Hey, I don't want to go the wrong route. I said I don't want to do the wrong thing and make the wrong choices in life.
Right.
My God, my Lord, holy hand.
Amen.
Come on. I sat back there in that seat, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came on me, and I couldn't even cry. Really, really cry. And Brother Charles, I looked up and raised my hands at a little Free Will Baptist church, and the tears just rolled down my face. Somebody looked at me and said, you want to go to the altar and pray?
I said, yeah. I went up under that altar, and I'm telling you, Jesus restored and replenished that and brought it back. Holy Lord, holy Lord. Can you say, Lord, embrace me and let me embrace you? Oh, let me hold on to you, Jesus, and hold on to the vision. Come on, the here and now can blind you to the hereafter. The carnal can blind you and get between you and put a veil between you and heaven.
Yes.
Oh, God, the natural things, Brother Ron, it causes us to go down.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Stay with me now. But his hand reached down, and his never-failing love drew me back.
Right.
Holy God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, Angie, it drew me back. He didn't give up on me, listen now, because he knew down deep in my heart that I wanted to serve him. I can tell you, in my 51 years of serving the Lord, I've had my low times. I've had my times of discouragement. I've had my times of letdowns. When trials came and things turned out bad. Oh, Lord, only God knows, Brother Charles, the mental battles that I have fought through those precious years when God was a molding me. Come on, Lord, and you tell him tonight, work on me, Jesus. Work on me, mold me, and shake me. Hallelujah.
Yeah, first.
Oh, God. He was molding me, Ronnie, and teaching me to trust him.
Yes.
There were times that I let up. I'm being transparent. On my prayer life and reading my Bible, and I knew it. I began to drift and get cold.
Come on.
I meandered and began to lose my desire. It was in those times when I was weak and not focused on the Lord and spiritual things. It was then that the devil came by.
Come on. Yep.
He'll catch you at your lowest, buddy. He'll work on you. Raise your hand and say, God help us here tonight. I don't want to lose my focus. I don't want to lose the vision. Lord, I don't want to lose my sight of heaven. Oh, God, the devil showed up. Oh, Lord, the adversary and the enemy of my soul, Brother Ron, would try to tempt me with the world and the cares of life. And he tried his best to blur my vision of God and of heaven. When I felt myself slipping, I got scared, Brother Gary. And there was a fear that gripped me from deep inside of my heart. I felt that I was losing out and losing my soul, losing what God had given me and done for me. Then I cried to him, and he heard me, and he drew me back. He drew me back in line. He pulled me back into his divine presence. Listen, to keep what I have tonight, I've had to sacrifice.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, Lord.
What's that?
It's costed me. Everybody in this house tonight, it's costing you something to come to church and to serve the Lord. But how many can say it's been worth it, Brother Tommy?
Amen. Yeah.
It's been worth it.
Amen.
I've come through the heat. I've come through the cold. I've been in the furnace of affliction. I've been in the floodwaters. But there was a fear inside of me that said, don't give up. Don't give up on the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Don't quit, son. Don't quit. I've had to say no to a whole lot of things.
Amen.
I've had to say no
to many offers that I've had and opportunities that presented themselves. Down deep inside, the Spirit would give me an uneasy feeling. Listen. There's times in your life you'll be a-going along, about to do something or think about something, or maybe the enemy, a carnal person will come by, some kind of a deal, some kind of a thing. When there is a red flag in your soul, you can't see it. When there's an uneasiness inside, you better pray about it.
Yep. Right. Amen.
Right.
When there is a red flag inside of your heart, you feel uneasy about it. Don't rush and make up a decision that you'll join them or you'll do this certain thing.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
It's God warning you. Warning you, what you're about to do, it looks innocent on the surface. But you get in the midst of all of that, there's an uneasy feeling about that, and you get in a place that you compromise what you know is not right, and you compromise it. Raise your hand and praise Him.
That's right.
Yes.
I don't want to compromise. I'm not a man pleaser.
Right.
Amen.
I've got a lot of people I love, and a lot of people I've got confidence in, but there's certain areas that God don't want me to go in.
Right.
Right.
Don't do it, son. Don't do it. Don't join them. Don't join that league.
Right. Right.
Stay away from it. Drop it. Get away from it.
Right.
I've had to say no to a whole lot of things, and I've sacrificed. Listen, but when I look back at it now and look at myself tonight holding this microphone and feeling the sweet Holy Ghost, it's worth it. Raise your little hand and love Him.
Yes.
I stayed with Jesus, Angie. I stayed with Him, Ava. Hallelujah, son. I stayed with Jesus. Praise God forever. Oh, Lord, I'm not going that route. I'm not going to do that. Hallelujah. I want a white flag in me.
Yeah.
Woo! There's peace in that. Well, glory. I'm not losing, Lord, what you gave me. So how could I sum this all up? I've got 5 whole pages and I'm down halfway on page 3. I hate this.
Hold on.
I do. There's so much other good stuff in here. Do you all believe it?
Amen. Amen.
Come on, sweetheart. Come to the piano. Okay. You all are here tonight listening to this message. Maybe you're young in the Lord and you haven't served Him for 51 years like I have. But I can tell you that God is faithful.
Oh, yes.
He will keep you, and He will bless you.
Yes, He will.
If you've got a mind, made up mind to love Him and serve Him, Brother Ronnie, He'll take care of you. Ooh, I felt that. He will take care of you. He is the door. Jesus said, I'm the door to the sheepfold. He is the door to every good opportunity. Raise your hand and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God, you are. Woo. Praise be to the Lord. I can look at a whole lot of things around me and all the bad and the wrong, Brother Ron, in life in this world. I can look at others who are not serving the Lord and how they're prospering and they're reveling in their fine things in life. But God said it'll soon all fade away and it'll vanish. And so will they. They'll soon go to a grave forever lost without God. They missed the Lord. They never looked to Him as David did, and they missed that tender hand of grace and mercy that reached to them and wanted to save them and bless them and help them. Would you stand tonight, everybody in the house? I've got much more here, but God's faithful.
Amen.
I titled this, Keeping Our Eyes Focused on the Lord.
Amen.
And waiting on God, wait on him, children, wait on him. Let him lead you, let him guide you, let him guide you. Come on, everybody in the house, let's find a place and pray. Jesus, Jesus, if you need it to be, your vision be renewed, tell him. Renew my desire, Lord, and renew the vision. Make it clear again, God. Make the path I'm walking clear again. Holy Lord, holy Lord, come on, God. Come on, unto thee lift I up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until he have mercy upon us. Tell him, oh God, praise be to the Lord.
As we travel along on this pilgrim way, we have burdens and heartaches to bear. But with the vision of Jesus and heaven in view, our cross is much lighter to bear. So don't lose your vision of Jesus, but keep your eyes ever on him. Many friends and loved ones have lost their way.
That's it, Jesus.
Don't ever turn back. Just keep traveling on.
Holy Lord.
There's nothing.
Nothing, Lord.
In this world of sin. Lest you lose your vision of
my Jesus,
Oh, don't lose your vision of Jesus. Keep your eyes ever on him.
Thank you, Lord. I love you.
Many friends and beloved ones have lost their way. They have lost their vision on him.
I'm looking unto you, Lord. My eyes are ever on the Lord.
Where Jesus so sweetly came in. How he took all my burdens I carry so long. When I first had a vision of him. Vision of Jesus, keep your eyes ever on him. Many friends and loved ones have lost their way. Vision of him. Oh, don't lose your vision of shall